BBC News with Julie Candler. In his first big speech before Parliament, the Greek Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, has said he will raise the minimum wage and rehire public servants who were sacked as part of the previous government's austerity measures. Damien Grammaticus reports.
Alexis Tsipras told Parliament he will rehire thousands of sacked public sector workers and reopen the state broadcaster, which was closed to save money. He said Greece wanted to pay its massive debts, but under a new deal. Germany is Greece's biggest creditor. The nations that have given massive loans to Athens insist it must stick to reforms. And they won't have been pleased either by Greece's new finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis. In an interview with Italy's Rai television, he described the euro as fragile and said the single currency was like a castle of cards, adding if you take out the Greek card, the others will collapse.
The leaders of Ukraine, Germany, France and Russia are planning to hold further talks on Wednesday to try to find a diplomatic solution to the conflict in eastern Ukraine. Emily Buchanan reports.
The proposal appears to be broadly a resurrection of the previous Minsk deal reached last September. It would likely involve an immediate ceasefire and the creation of a demilitarized zone to keep the warring sides apart. The problem is Russian-backed rebels have advanced since last September, and their new troop positions would mean Ukraine losing control of yet more territory. Even if a deal is agreed, many wonder if the rebels on the ground will stop fighting.
Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei has said he firmly supports negotiations with Western powers aimed at securing a compromise on Iran's nuclear program. His comments came as the Iranian foreign minister met the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Munich. Jonathan Marcus reports.
The signals are increasingly positive that a deal on Iran's nuclear program may be in sight. Mr. Zarif said afterwards, "We are reaching the point where it is quite possible to make an agreement, and I do not believe anything will be different a year down the road." This a reference to the possibility of extending the current interim agreement beyond the end of June. But the most significant comment probably came from Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who is reported as saying that he would go along with the deal that is in the making. The hope is for progress on the central issue, the scope of Iran's enrichment activity, and if movement can be achieved here, then it could be the key to resolving other areas of disagreement.
Egyptian state television says at least 14 supporters of the Zamalek football club have been killed and many others injured in clashes with police outside a stadium in Cairo. Other reports say the casualties are much higher. Fighting broke out before a Premier League match against the ENPPI team. Police used tear gas to disperse the Zamalek supporters. World News from the BBC. Jordan says it's carried out 56 airstrikes in 3 days against Islamic State militants in Syria. The head of the Jordanian Air Force, General Mansour al-Jabour, said the attacks have degraded nearly 20% of the group's fighting capabilities. Jordan intensified its air campaign in revenge for the killing of a captured pilot, whom IS burned alive. United Nations envoy to Yemen has said all the political parties there have agreed to resume talks on the future of the country. Jamal Ben Ammar said the negotiations will include representatives from the Shiite Houthi militia, which recently took over the government. President Hadi resigned last month after Houthi rebels tightened their military control on the capital Sana'a. The Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, said the Houthis had created a government vacuum.
The situation is very, very seriously deteriorating, with the Houthis taking power and making this government vacuum in power. There must be a restoration of the legitimacy of President Hadi.
A researcher in England has discovered a forgotten copy of the Magna Carta, the political charter that established the principle of the rule of law 8 centuries ago. Agreed by King John in 1215, the Magna Carta set limits on the power of the English monarchy and inspired the American Declaration of Independence centuries later. Only 24 copies are known to exist. The final of Africa's most prestigious football tournament, the Africa Cup of Nations, has gone into extra time. No goals were scored in 90 minutes of play between Ghana and Ivory Coast in Equatorial Guinea. The two African footballing giants also met in the final in 1992 when Ivory Coast won on penalties. Ghana has won the competition 4 times, but not since 1982. BBC News.